What's it like being a part of that type of game coming back from the break?
It's fun. It's unnecessary after a long break like that when you're just trying to get through the game. But it was great by our team to show up and stick for each other and have a game like that. They're a lot of fun to be part of. And you know, especially when we're short, pretty much the whole second period, it's great that we're able to kill that off and come out with the win.
It's like a throwback 80s night. I don't know if you remember the 80s.
Yeah, I was born late 80s, so not really. But, yeah, I mean, that's old-time hockey kind of thing right there. And anytime there was a big hit, there was a fight, and that's how it used to be. So it was fun to, again, fun to play a game like that. It's not going to happen every night, but when they do, they're fun to be part of.
I wasn't quite sure how you picked up that extra deuce. Were you sure?
No, you just said he thought there was a little extra roughing there, so it's not a big deal. They killed it off, and I got a good rest, so it was good.
What do you think about that, Brad, or the fact that you have to respond in today's game after a clean, you know, hit?
I mean, I like that. I think that's how it was forever, and they're trying to take that out of the league. But it, you know, it keeps guys on their toes, and it just shows that the camaraderie amongst guys that, you know, they care about each other, and that's what separates good teams from bad teams, and that's what you, you know, when you have a team that really cares about each other, and most good teams have that, so it's not something we're going to lose in here, and you know, I think it's necessary.
What do you think of Tuukka tonight, especially after having the concussion, the break, and then coming in the way he played?
Yeah, he was good. He was really good. He made the saves when we needed them. Made a lot of big saves, a couple of really good ones late. You know, he's so good. And we, you know, if we're going to be a good team, we need him to play games like that, and he did. So it was great to have that, especially in a game like tonight.
As a team, do you guys take more pride in succeeding on the power play with tonight's contest or on the penalty kill when you had as many penalty kill opportunities as you had?
Both. I think, you know, everybody takes pride in their job. And, you know, you have to be good in special teams to win nowadays. That's how a lot of teams will get into playoffs and get through playoffs is by having a good PK and a good PP. And our killers take a lot of pride in that. And we've been a good penalty kill team for a long time. So, you know, we expect to kill every penalty and vice versa. I mean, when we're on the power play, we want to make it worthwhile for the guys that are killing for us. We want to make sure that we, you know, score goals for them and do our jobs. And we've been pretty good at that so far.
Seems like a number of these scraps tonight came after hits that I thought were good hits, like Charlie's. Charlie's is a good.
Yeah, they are, but I mean that's how it's always been. I mean, if you get a guy, regardless if it's clean or not, you're gonna stick up for your teammate, and that's not a new thing in the game. It's just kind of escaped the game the last couple of years, and you know, but it's always been there like that.
Thanks.